You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Tick tock.
What is ticking off here is not the clock, it's your life.
You are running out of time.
I hear the clock ticking. That's what I hear, and the end is nigh.
You don't know how much time you have. You keep telling yourself you got time and watch what happens.
If you don't take a hold of your life, if you don't get serious with what's going on in front of you, you're going to forfeit everything that you were born to be.
Time waits for no man.
That clock, it's always ticking.
Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life.
You got to give it everything you got, whether it's your time, your talent, or your treasures.
When's the time to jump in the pool? When's the time to kiss the boy? When's the time to get married? When's the time to take the training wheels off the bike? When's the time to live your life? The answer is, I don't know. Nobody knows. There's no right answer. There's that moment in time.
However you spend your time, that tells you who you are.
Stop waiting for tomorrow. Stop waiting for the perfect moment.
And I'm saying to you, whatever you gotta do, do it, because if you don't, life is gonna whoop you until you surrender.
Tick tock.
Who's not gonna see you accomplish your goals? Who's not gonna see you blow up? Who's not gonna be able to enjoy the fruits of your labor with you who put in why? Because you average. And one day you're gonna be great, but you think you got time.
Fight that ticking clock with everything you got.
Time is one of the most powerful, important tools that any of us will ever get, because time we never get back.
You got to have faith, and that faith gives you patience. That it's not gonna happen as quickly as you want it to happen.
There's not an hour that's gonna go by. There's not a minute that's gonna go by that is not accounted for.
Greatness takes time.
Tick tock.
You don't always have to talk about what you're up to. Let your results speak for you. Let your actions speak for you.
Social media doesn't always need to know about your grinding and hustle. People will know about it when they see your results.
It's the one thing you can't fake. There's a lot of fake people out there talking a lot of crap about who they are and what they've accomplished. But one thing you can never fake is results.
Be that person, the one who delivers, not the talker, not the statement maker, the result maker. Confuse them with your silence and shock them with your results.
Under talk, over deliver.
There's a saying, when you build in silence, they don't know what to attack. Don't let the haters get a chance to attack you before you've done anything. Build in silence and shock them with your end result.
You must know the results will come. If you get your head down and work, you do not need to tell everyone what you're up to or who you think you're going to be. Just show them. The results will come if you get your head down and work.
Your work ethic will show in your result. Your hustle will show in your results. Your ability will show in your results. Your greatness will show in your results, never in your talk.
There's no need to tell people how great you are. When you are truly great, they will tell you.
Let your results speak for you. Let your actions speak for you. Confuse them with your silence and shock them with your results.
Your work ethic will show in your results. Your hustle will show in your results. Your ability will show in your results. Your greatness will show in your results, never in your talk.
You really want me on the team. What's your approach to recruitment?
You want first place, come play with me. You want second place, go somewhere else. Like, I would watch Magic play. I'd watch Michael play. And I would see them do these unbelievable things. And I'd say, you know, can I get to that level? I don't know, but let's find.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Rondo.
That's why he's the best player in the game.
Everything was done to try to learn how to become a better basketball player. Everything. And so when you have that point of view, then literally the world becomes your library to help you to become better at your craft.
So because you know what you want, the world's giving you exactly the information you need to become better at it.
Because you know what you're looking for.
So many guys tell stories about your work ethic.
Yeah.
What was really your work ethic like, and for how long did you stay disciplined?
I mean, every day. I mean, since, you know, 20 years. I mean, it was an everyday process and trying to figure out strengths and weaknesses. For example, jumping ability. Man, my vertical was a 40. It wasn't a 46 or a 40, 45. My hands are big, but they're not massive, right? So you got to figure out ways to strengthen them so your hands are strong enough to be able to palm a ball and do the things that you need to do. Quickness. I was quick, but not insanely quick. I was fast, but not ridiculously fast, right? So I had to rely on skill a lot more. I had to rely on angles a lot more. I had to study the game a lot more. But I enjoyed it though. So like from the time I can remember when I started watching the game, I studied the game and it just never changed. It's a good separation for me, you know, emotionally, to be able to put myself in a place where at practice or when I'm training or during games, I switch my mind to something else. Switch my mode into something else, right? For me, it's the equivalent of Maximus Decimus Meridius and Gladiator picking up the dirt, smelling the dirt, it's go time, right? So that was my mental switch. It was like an actor getting ready for a film. You got to put yourself in that cage. When you're in that cage, you are that character. And then when you leave there, it's something completely different. But when I'm in that cage, bro, don't touch me, don't talk to me. Leave me alone.
Like I told my professor, what happens if I fail? He said, what happens if you pass? I said, but what happens if I don't get it? What happens if I put in all these years and it don't work out? He said, but what happens if you put in all these years and you get it? You got skill and you got will. You got skill and you got will. Two total different things. You were born with certain things, but to get to the next level, and not just get to the next level, to stay at the next level, you gotta have will when you get to that next level. So when you play, you have to compete. When you have an opportunity, why would you give 80% when you have an opportunity? Somebody answer that for me. Y'all talk. Why would you give 80%, 70%? Why wouldn't you always give 120%? For real, you might get it, but right now what? Oh, I can't hear y'all. You may get it, but right now what? You don't have it. You have nothing to fear. Guys, you already overcame all kind of stuff. Because a lot of you don't see that what's going to take you to that next level that's going to separate you from everybody else, because you got to have something that separates you. What's going to separate you from everybody else? Right? I don't know what that is for you. But just talk about it. When you hear my videos, one of the things you notice that separates me from everybody else, I don't do what in any of my videos? I don't curse. And you've never seen me cuss before. You've never seen me drink before. You've never seen me smoke. I'm not against drinking and smoking. But my brand is, I don't drink, I don't smoke. What are you gonna do to separate yourself? Like, I do things to separate myself from everybody else. The passion that I have when I speak, the grind that I have when I do what I do. What are you going to do to separate yourself? People you're not even gonna be hanging out with. All I wanna hear is E. They grinding like they ain't never grind before. Johnny, I wanna hear they out there handling that rock like E. They monsters, E. They like freaks out here, E. Like, they going hard, E. That's all I want. What's some more stuff that's keeping you from doing what you're supposed to do? I love it. You have an opportunity of a lifetime. And what I'm trying to get you to understand is, when you understand you have an opportunity, you play a little different.
And it was track and field. And the gym instructor pointed to my father online and said, Cyril Tyson, everyone look at him. He does not have the body type that would excel in track. And they used him as an example. And he says, what? No one is going to tell me what I can't do in my life. And he used that as a reason to start running. And he started track in that moment. He decided that one of his next tasks in life would be to take up running and excel at it. Within a few years of that, he became world class. At one time, had the fifth fastest time in the world. Oh. In the middle distance, they don't run this anymore, 600 yard run. In 1948, the Olympics was not yet ready to come back to us because we're still roiling from the Second World War. Instead, it was still an Olympics. It was called the GI Olympics, and it was held in Hitler's stadium. So he competed in Hitler's stadium in the late 1940s, and just one of the great memories of his life. But the reason I'm saying all of that is they were competing against the New York Athletic Club. In the day, once you graduated college, you needed some sanctioning body to compete with. So there were athletic clubs. The New York Athletic Club at the time accepted only white Protestants. So there was another club called the Pioneer Club, which took everybody who was not accepted to the New York Athletic Club, which was basically blacks and Jews, is really what that came down to. And his best friend, Johnny Johnson, okay, was coming around the back stretch, might have been the quarter mile, coming on the final straightaway. And a runner from the New York Athletic Club is a few paces behind him. And Johnny Johnson overhears that runner's coach say, catch that. And he overheard this. And so what did he say to himself? He said, this is one he ain't gonna catch. And that extended his lead to the finish line. And he tells this story not with any bitter tone. So he never had that kind of tone when he shared those stories with us. It was, here's an occasion to parlay what today might be called a microaggression into a reason to excel even more than you
had expected of your own abilities and talents. And so I have taken that lesson with me.
How did you get mentally and emotionally so strong where it doesn't bother you?
Well, you know, you got to look at the reality of the situation. You know, like for me, it's not, you know, you kind of got to get over yourself. Like, it's not about you, man. Like, okay, you feel embarrassed. You're not that important. Like, get over yourself.
That's where you go.
Get over yourself, right? Like, you're worried about how people may perceive you, and like you're walking around and it's embarrassing because you shot 5 air balls. Get over yourself. Right? And then after that, it's okay, well, why did those air balls happen? Got it. High school, year before, we played 35 games, max, right? Week in between, spaced out, plenty of time to rest. In the NBA, it's back to back to back to back to back to back to back. I didn't have the legs. So you look at the shot, every shot was online. Every shot was online, but every shot was short. Right? I got to get stronger. I got to train differently. The weight training program that I'm doing, I got to tailor it for an 82-game season so that when the playoffs come around, my legs are stronger and that ball gets there. So I look at it with rationale and say, okay, well, the reason why I shot air balls is because my legs aren't there. I got, well, next year they'll be there. That was it.
Done.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.